on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a Letterkenny resident who is facing a human trafficking charge under brand new legislation is due to go on trial at Sligo Circuit Court next week. Two people have been remanded in custody in connection with a major fire at Lennimore Stables in Moff over the weekend. A tribunal has recommended a Donegal solicitor be struck off after a Law Society investigation found she diverted €266,000 of client funds into her personal bank accounts. And the full capacity protocol is in place at Letterkenny University Hospital due to high volumes of patients presenting at the hospital's emergency department. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, a remand prisoner who is believed to be travelling across the Donegal and Derry areas remains unlawfully at large. The PSNI say they are still actively seeking information in relation to the whereabouts of 30-year-old James Donegan. Gail Conway has more.
James Donegan, who is awaiting sentencing for a number of serious offences, including attempted hijacking, did not return to custody as required on Monday the 22nd of October after being granted compassionate bail by the court. Police believe the 30-year-old is travelling across the Derry and Donegal areas and may be involved in further criminal activity. He's described as being around 5'9", of medium build, with light brown hair. Officers are again asking James to hand himself in to police without any further delay and are urging anyone who knows of his current whereabouts not to approach him, but to contact the Reducing Offender Unit at Strand Road on 101 immediately.
A tribunal has recommended a Donegal solicitor be struck off after a Law Society investigation found she diverted €266,000 of client funds into her personal bank accounts. The siphoned off cash included sums left in a Wiltshire charity and a priest. The solicitor's disciplinary tribunal heard solicitor Maya O'Donnell misappropriated and misused client funds between 2012 and 2017 and produced falsified documentation in an attempt to conceal her actions. Journalists with the Irish Independent, Sian Phelan, attended yesterday's hearing.
There was a medical report was being submitted to the tribunal, or had been submitted, which showed that Miss O'Donnell was extremely vulnerable and needed a lot of care and support from those around her. So I suppose the tribunal, in making its finding, was aware of the tragic personal circumstances surrounding this case. It is open to the Law Society to refer its findings of its investigation onwards. There was no mention made of that yesterday, and it may actually end up being something that is canvassed when the matter eventually does come before the High Court. We'll just have to wait and see, but there was no mention of that possibility yesterday.
Given that Mr. Sexton did say that she accepted, Ms. O'Donnell accepted that she was going to face the ultimate sanction, and also that she herself was vulnerable and needed care and support, that would perhaps suggest that an appeal isn't necessarily going to be on the cards.
No, it most definitely not. She accepted that she was guilty of misconduct. So I don't see how there could be any appeal down the road. And, it was almost as if, I suppose, the finding of the tribunal was entirely expected from her side.
Fianna Fáil has handed out punishment to the senator who launched a candidate in Northern Ireland before the party was ready. Mark Daly has been sacked from his deputy leader role in the Shannon and has been removed as spokesperson for the Irish Overseas and the Diaspora. Senator Daly and TD Eamon O'Queeve presented Sorka McInnesby as Fianna Fáil's first council candidate in the North last month without approval from headquarters. It remains to be seen if there will be any sanction for Eamon O'Queeve for his involvement in the incident. A Letterkenny resident who is facing a human trafficking charge under brand new legislation is due to go on trial at Sligo Circuit Court next week. This is the first prosecution under the updated human trafficking legislation and carries on conviction a maximum penalty of 14 years to life imprisonment. Donal Kavanagh has more.
40-year-old Soren Chirpachi of Fortwell Court in Letterkenny is charged with trafficking Mr. Georgia Bogdan in a period from May 28th to September 9th, 2015, at a car wash on Pierce Road in Sligo. Co-accused 35-year-old Augustine Covaci of Seaview Drive, Cartran Point, Sligo, is facing an identical charge. It's the first prosecution under the updated human trafficking legislation and carries on conviction a maximum penalty of 14 years to life imprisonment. When the case was called at this week's sitting of Sligo Circuit Court, Judge Francis Comerford was told the trial could go on for a week. The trial of the two accused is due to begin next Tuesday.
The full capacity protocol is in place at Letterkenny University Hospital due to high volumes of patients presenting at the hospital's emergency department. Seal to say they will be continually monitoring the implementation of the full capacity protocol. It's not known when the protocol was implemented or how long it has been in place, but the healthcare group say they will de-escalate from it when it is deemed safe to do so. The hospital is the third most overcrowded in the country today, with 48 patients waiting on a bed there this morning, according to latest figures from the INMO. The hospital has apologised for any distress and inconvenience caused to patients or their families who are experiencing long wait times and are encouraging people to attend the emergency department only in the case of real emergencies. Meanwhile, the Taoiseach has defended his view that doctors and nurses shouldn't be allowed to take leave over Christmas. Leo Varadkar says it's the busiest time of the year for the health service and staff should be working full whack. It's led to criticism from doctors who say the problem is a lack of staff, not that current staff are not working hard enough. Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin asked the Taoiseach yesterday where the winter plan for the HSE was, which kicked off the whole argument.
He declared then, in response, an anarchy response, that it's all the nurses' fault, it's the consultant's fault. He insulted those at the front line. That's the bottom line. It was classic blame somebody else other than myself. I asked him, where was the plan? The mind your plan, he says. The mind the plan I produced, he talked about his own plan. He said the plans for the last 6 years were useless. That's more or less what he said. He attacked Fine Gael ministers, successive Fine Gael ministers, for producing winter plans, apparently, that had no impact.
Two people have been remanded in custody in connection with a major fire at Lennonmore Stables in Moff at the weekend. Two horses died and a woman was hospitalised following the blaze, which broke out shortly before 6 o'clock on Sunday morning. The man and woman appear before Letterkenny Court this afternoon. Catherine Gaffney reports.
Fire crews from Derry were first on the scene on Sunday morning, while members of the Donegal Fire Service and an Garda Síochána also attended. It's understood the stable owners had already made attempts to rescue the horses, and while five were saved, two died. A woman in her 20s was treated for minor burns and smoke inhalation at the scene and was later transferred to hospital for treatment. The stables have been extensively damaged as a result of the blaze. The area was sealed off, and following a forensic examination on Monday, the fire is now being investigated as criminal damage and arson. A man and a woman were subsequently arrested in connection with the incident and taken to Buncrana Garda Station for questioning. It's understood that the two individuals are from outside the jurisdiction. They both appear before the court in Letterkenny this afternoon and have been remanded in custody to appear in court again on Monday.
The Donegal Intercultural Platform is calling on organisations across the county to reject what they term as politics of division and hate. They have hit out in response to comments made by Peter Casey, which they say harm the positive relations between travellers and the majority population. Speaking on the 9 till noon show earlier today, co-chairperson of the Donegal Intercultural Platform, Billy Banda, says Mr Casey needs to be more mindful of the communities he hopes to represent.
I've always been a very close-knit family within the county, and Mr Peter Casey to come and divide us wouldn't be something that I came to Donegal for anyway. Yes, you're right. Mr. Casey himself doesn't. He doesn't even live in Ireland. I know his businesses are within the Republic, but himself is never here. So what would he know about politics in our county? You know, right now, all he wants to do is, you know, probably, yeah, get into government and see what he can do with that. But I don't see him running anything if he doesn't have a clue of what's going on the ground. Politics shouldn't be just in the office. Politics should be on the ground as well. Just visit the communities that you're talking about and see how the minority ethnic live within the county, see how the settled Irish live, and, you know, see how you could help your county. But in this case, Mr. Casey is already dividing us, and I don't see him going anywhere.
Brexit has the potential to increase cross-border organised crime. That's the finding of a joint assessment carried out by the Gardaí and the PSNI. Organised crime in the border region is not said to have increased in recent years. However, policing authorities both north and south fear this could change post-Brexit. Garda Commissioner Drew Harris says they want to ensure that both organisations can continue working together.
But we do require the legal underpinnings which allow us to share information, vehicles like the European arrest warrant. All of those are important on the island of Ireland in terms of keeping people safe and the policing service that we provide. But we will be redoubling our efforts around the cross-border strategy.
A delegation of the Save Our St Joseph's Hospital Action Group have travelled to the Dáil today to meet with the Health Minister and a number of department officials along with local Oireachtas members to reiterate their call for the reversal of a decision to remove residential care units. The government announced in 2016 that all long-stay, short-stay, convalescent and dementia nursing care at the hospital would be replaced by the new community hospital in Letterkenny. Chair of the Save Our St Joseph's Hospital Action Group, Father John Joe Duffy, is hopeful they will receive a positive commitment from today's meeting.
This is the first time we will have got all parties around the table in relation to St Joseph's Hospital, the people that are responsible for its closure, or for the closure of the nursing unit there, will be around the table tomorrow. So we're very hopeful we can have their decision reversed tomorrow, the Kathleen Lynch decision that was made to close down St Joseph's Hospital as a nursing unit. And hopefully we will have a plan in place when we come back and have our services fully restored.
And indeed, this has been a long-running debate, so you're hoping to come away from the meeting with some sort of indication or some commitment?
We're hoping to come away from the meeting with very positive commitments, a very genuine and a very real plan. That is our hope. If we do not come away from the meeting with that, the government will face a winter of discontent, I can assure you, and we will very seriously consider putting up candidates in forthcoming elections, and we will take to the streets.
It's been confirmed that the additional bus allocated for pupils travelling from Termin and Kilmacrenan to school in Milford has come into effect from today. Minister John Halligan signed off on a ministerial order last week, officially granting the allocation of the bus to cater for over 30 students who failed to secure school transport for the current school year. However, it's not yet known if the bus will serve all affected children, as those eligible will be granted a place in the bus first, with seats thereafter allocated on a concessionary basis. Donegal Deputy Patrick O'Gallagher is hopeful all students will be accommodated, but there is no guarantee.
It's a 34-seater. Eligible children has to be catered for first, and then after that there'll be offers made to those for concessionary seats. It's been a long saga, but thankfully it's over now. We'll have to wait until all eligible children confirm, and then after that they will offer to concessionary. So hopefully it will cater for all, but there has been given no guarantees as of yet.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Track your daily fitness with a Fitbit or Garmin tracker from michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15 and time's the latest sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with soccer, and Finharf's manager Ollie Horgan is among the nominees for the PFAI First Division Manager of the Year Award. Horgan guided Harps back to the Premier Division, taking their place in the top flight with a playoff win over Limerick FC. UCD manager Colly O'Neill and Drogheda United's Tim Clancy are the other nominees. Stephen Kenny heads the list of nominees for the Premier Division Manager of the Year. The Dundalk boss takes his place on a three-man shortlist after guiding his team to the league and cup double. Waterford's Alan Reynolds and Keith Long of Bohemians are also nominated. Elsewhere, Donegal's Tyler Toland is one of three nominees for the International Women's Player of the Year. The St Johnstone native has just returned to the Ireland squad after injury. The winners will be named at an award ceremony, of course, in Dublin this coming Saturday. Cork City have made their second signing in as many days. The league and cup runners-up have signed left-sided player Gary Comerford from Waterford. Comerford's arrival follows that of defender Dan Casey from Bohemians. Letterkenny Rovers and Bunnaby United know their opponents for the last 32 stage of the FAI Intermediate Cup. Rovers, who reached the final in 2016, have been handed an away tie in Dublin against the winners of Pegasus or St James's Athletic. In this afternoon's draw, Bunnaby United were given a home tie and will host Middleton of Cork. The games will be played on November 25th. Noel King has retired as the head coach of the Republic of Ireland under-21 side. The former Shamrock Rovers and Limerick boss has been in charge of the under-21 since 2010, but has never qualified for a tournament during his eight-year reign. King is moving into a full-time position of player identification manager for the FAI. And the Football Association in England say they'll appeal a decision by an independent panel not to take action against Manchester United manager Jose Mourinho. The United boss was charged with using abusive language as he left the field following their Premier League win over Newcastle last month. A regulatory commission ruled as not proven, but the FA have decided to appeal that after studying the written reasons. Meanwhile, Mourinho takes charge of United in the Champions League tonight away to Juventus. The host can qualify for the last 16 with a win. Mourinho's side go on to the game in second place in Group H, 2 points clear of third place Valencia. They've got the small matter of a Manchester derby in the Premier League at the weekend, but Mourinho's firmly focused on the job in hand.
This is such a big match that I don't even want to think about what next. Okay, it's Man City, but could be Crystal Palace or whatever.
The early kickoff in Group H sees Valencia play host to Young Boys. Elsewhere, Manchester City are looking to avoid setting a new English football record tonight. City have lost each of their last three home games in the Champions League, with no side having lost four in a row. Shakhtar Donetsk visit the Etihad this evening. Elsewhere in Group F, Lyon will play host to Hoffenheim. In Gaelic games, in colleges, ladies football played at the Donal Park in Letterkenny today. There was victory for the LYIT as they defeated UCD 3-10 to 1-9 was the final score. Daniel McDevitt, Zoe McGlynn and Aoife Gillespie scored the points for the LYIT side in that one. This weekend's Donegal All-County League Division 3 playoff between Killybegs and Neave Breed will go ahead on Sunday. Killybegs have withdrawn their appeal to Ulster, while Neave Breed were unsuccessful with an appeal last week. Following advice from Croke Park, a three-way playoff system was triggered to decide the placings in the division. That was after Killybegs were declared champions as well as promotion along with Neave Breed. Buncrana finished on the same points but initially lost out in score difference until the Donegal CCC went back on their original deck. And at the scheduled and the other scheduled games in the playoffs, Killybegs will play Buncrana on the 18th of November, and then Buncrana will take on Neave Breed on the 25th of November. The proposed rule change surrounding the kick-out in Gaelic football could be scrapped before even being fully road-tested. Only two players from each side would be allowed between the 45-metre lines from a kick-out under the proposal. But it's been reported that trialling the rule in college games has proved impractical. In an effort to curb short kick-outs, they're now set to be taken from the 20-metre line, needing to travel beyond the 45. Here in Highland, usually on a Wednesday, the GA programme tonight, hosted by Tom Comack, will be aired later this evening. Throw-in time to that one is at 8:30 tonight. And finally, in motorsport, Vietnam will host a Formula One race for the first time ever in 2020. It will take place on the streets of the capital, Hanoi. The event will be the fourth in the Asian round of the Formula One calendar, joining existing races in China, Singapore and Japan. That's it, Michaela. I'll be back with the next bulletin, as usual, tomorrow morning after the 8 news.
Thanks, Oisín. And returning to some news, there are calls for an urgent funding package to be issued in a bid to tackle poverty in the West Tyrone area. Latest figures from the Trussell Trust reveal that between the 1st of April and the 30th of September this year, in the West Tyrone region, 206 emergency food supplies were issued to local people in crisis, over 40% of which went to children. West Tyrone MLA Daniel McCrossan says low-income families and the poor are being hit harder than ever as food bank usage continues to escalate. He says action needs to be taken to tackle this growing crisis immediately.
The figures this week, in particular today, is very, very worrying. It shows just how much our society are suffering, how much the people out there are finding it difficult to cope on a day-to-day basis, and just how much our people are relying on these food banks to put a meal on their table for their children and their families. This is a hugely, hugely worrying situation, but this is something that we are aware of and have been aware of for the last while. Families out there are genuinely struggling to survive. We need to do something now to tackle the serious poverty across the north, not just my constituency or the Strabane or Omagh district council areas. We need to ensure that we tackle this right across the north. There's very, very serious levels of children, young children going to bed hungry at night, and we need to do something about it now.
And indeed, we hear of poverty mainly on a national basis, but it is hard-hitting when it's at local level.
Absolutely, and my own office does a huge amount of work for people to support those who need it, but we can't escape the reality. People need help and support now more than ever before. We need an executive functioning to tackle the very real issues, particularly around children and the low-income families as well. So enough is enough. We need to do something about this. I've written to the Permanent Secretary, also to the Secretary of State and to the Department of Communities to try and find some way of providing the necessary funding that is so necessary to bridge this gap. One mother described it this week as death by a thousand cuts. They're just been affected in every single way, and people have never seen this so bad.
For weather now, generally dry and clear for the evening and early night. Later in the night, it will cloud over and outbreaks of showery rain will occur with lows of 2 to 3 degrees in southwesterly breezes. Just to have a look at the closing headlines, a remand prisoner who is believed to be travelling across the Donegal and Derry areas remains unlawfully at large. The PSNI say they are still actively seeking information in relation to the whereabouts of 30-year-old James Donegan. The tribunal has recommended a Donegal solicitor be struck off after a Law Society investigation found she diverted €266,000 of client funds into her personal bank accounts. The siphoned off cash included sums left in a will to charity and a priest. A Letterkenny resident who is facing a human trafficking charge under brand new legislation is due to go on trial at Sligo Circuit Court next week. This is the first prosecution under the updated human trafficking legislation and carries on conviction a maximum penalty of 14 years to life imprisonment. And the full capacity protocol is in place at Letterkenny University Hospital due to high volumes of patients presenting at the hospital's emergency department. SEALTA say they will be continually monitoring the implementation of the full capacity protocol. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice says for this Wednesday evening, November the 7th. The death has taken place of Kathleen Philomena Dorn, 48 Beach Road, Drumcerne, Limavady, County Derry. Remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 9:15 for a 10 o'clock requiem mass in St Matthew's Church, Drumcerne, with interment immediately afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Lena Carlin, Ballinacore, Crossroads, Killigordon. Lena's remains will repose at her late home from 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Funeral from her late home on Friday morning at 10:30 for requiem mass at 11 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The death has taken place of Vincent Lynch, 165 Learmount Road, Park, County Derry. Remains will repose at his late residence from 8 o'clock tonight. Funeral from there on Friday morning going to St Mary's Church, Alton Ure for 11 o'clock requiem mass. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Michael Benedict Breslin, Quay Street, Moville. Michael's remains are reposing at his late home, Quay Street, Moville, leaving from there on Friday morning at 10:25 for requiem mass at St Columba's Church, Drung at 11 o'clock and interment immediately after in the adjoining churchyard. Flyers welcome donations in lieu of so desire to the local branch of Parkinson's Association of Ireland, care of Martin McGowan, McGowan's funeral home or any family member. The death has taken place of Seamus McDermott, 4 Melvin View, Strabane. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral leaving his home tomorrow morning at 9:15 for requiem mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Charlie Doherty, Ray Mockey, Mallor Cunningham. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral leaving there tomorrow morning at 10:30, going to St. Columbus Church, Drumahill for 11 o'clock funeral mass. Interment afterwards to the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 11 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow morning. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of desired to St. Junan's Nursing Home Comfort Fund, care of any family member. And the death has taken place of Michael Heverin, RIBA, 56 Hatmore Park, Derry, and formerly of Strabane. Remains are reposing at his home. Funeral leaving his home tomorrow evening at 6:45 for Requiem Mass in St. Eugene's Cathedral at 7:30. Interment in Strabane Cemetery on Friday morning at 10:30. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the MS Society, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m.